Routine oral health care among elder Americans may often go by the wayside due to chronic illness, disability, or institutional living. As Susanna Sitek with Arkansas Public Media reports, those 65 and older also face unique oral health risks.
So are you flossing?
A dental hygienist is cleaning a patient's teeth at Dr. Chris Combs' office in Bella Vista, a retirement community where the median age is 51.
There's numerous disease processes that do have a direct line with good oral health.
But as patients age, Combs adds, good oral health can become increasingly difficult to maintain, especially when most older Americans take medications that can cause chronic conditions like dry mouth.
And there's over 500 medications which can cause dry mouth. And with dry mouth, you get an increase in cavities.
Combs says saliva works like a cleanser and helps keep plaque from settling on teeth.
And we see this, you know, where every time they come, every 3 months, 6 months, there's just two cavities, three cavities, four cavities, over and over. And eventually, there's nothing left of the tooth, and so you end up losing teeth from it. If you lose all your teeth, it's very difficult to wear dentures and having a dry mouth also, because it tends to be sore all the time.
The consequences of dry mouth, Combs says, are best handled with a regular cleaning regimen, the bulk of which has to happen at home.
You know, you need to brush for 2 minutes every day. We suggest an electric toothbrush. There's several of them out there, and they're really good, and they do a much better job than a manual brush. If you're losing some of your manual dexterity or you have trouble holding a brush, quite often you can get like duct tape or something, just put around the brush handle just to make it thicker or something where you can get a grip of it and do a better job.
Regular cleaning can also ward off periodontal or gum disease, which Combs says is another prevalent condition found in older adults. According to figures cited by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 2 in 3 people aged 65 or older have gum disease.
Is the plaque from gum disease, as it builds up, there's a little pocket between your tooth and the gum, and that gets a little deeper. I mean, that starts detaching from the tooth. And so your gums recede or pull away. As your gums recede, it exposes the root of the tooth. The roots of the teeth are very soft, so they're very susceptible to decay.
One of the reasons gum disease is so widespread is because it doesn't hurt until teeth start coming loose. And having missing teeth or wearing dentures can greatly affect nutrition, which can impact quality of life. Combs says older adults in both of these situations often prefer soft, easily chewable foods instead of fresh fruits and vegetables, which not only have higher nutritional value, but can also cleanse teeth.
Especially like apples, carrots, things that clean your teeth. You know, if you'll eat one, you'll notice, kind of run your tongue along your teeth. Hey, you know, it feels a little bit cleaner.
Gum decay can also impact the heart. Recent studies suggest the same bacteria that leads to decay in the mouth may put the body in a state of low-grade inflammation that leads to heart disease.
I mean, the research hasn't shown a direct correlation, but people who have more gum disease do tend to have more heart problems.
Combs says older adults should also be paying attention to any unusual changes in the mouth, as they could be a sign of oral cancer, for which the median age of diagnosis is 62.
Like any red areas or white areas, there's a lot of those in your mouth, but they look a little different. So if you notice something like that, you're unsure about it, you know, let your dentist know so they can take a look at it.
For caregivers of older adults, Combs recommends paying attention to changes in eating behavior, as it could indicate dental issues. In Bella Vista, I'm Susanna Sitek for Arkansas Public Media.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.